When Sabrina and Chris Blanchett came to Eugene in January, it was for a 30-day cannabis trial with MX Biotech for their baby. First, they had to get legal permission to give Eleanor pot. With letters from her Texas doctors, they got a card from the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program. There are currently 223 minors with medical cards in Oregon, and Eleanor is one of the 19 adolescent cardholders from out of state. The parents went through an intensive 3-day marijuana education course with the head of MX Biotech.
Like nonstop, almost all day long. He gave us a few breaks, but it was very overwhelming and we had lots of questions.
Before we can find out what happens when Eleanor starts taking the cannabis extract, we too need a quick science lesson. Everyone has an endocannabinoid system that has receptors throughout the body. Cannabinoids are chemical compounds produced by the body that act on these receptors. Phytocannabinoids are found in the marijuana plant. The takeaway is this: the body has a built-in system that can be receptive to certain compounds or cannabinoids from the marijuana plant.
Ultimately, what we're doing is we're just facilitating the endocannabinoid control system and allowing it to function with the resources that it needs.
That's Troy Morris, an organic chemist and founder of MX Biotech.
We're just identifying what cannabinoid profile that comes from a grower who's developed a solution using a genetic plant and then applying that to where it works best.
Morris says MX Biotech is matching the patient's system to a specific strain of a cannabinoid isolated from a pot plant. He calls these profiles. He and his team have worked with more than 4,000 patients.
It is a night and day difference. When our program is effective, then a physician would be able to document the lack of seizures without being high. And the dosing that it takes might be 100,000th or 1,000,000th of what a recreational person might think when they take a pull off of a joint.
Morris says smoking or eating large amounts of pot can overwhelm the body's cannabinoid system. What MX Biotech has developed is microdosing, giving extremely small amounts of extracted cannabis at regular intervals. It was that micro amount of cannabis extract that appealed to Sabrina and Chris Blanchett. They believed there was very little risk in giving their daughter these tiny doses. Chris and Sabrina started giving Eleanor the profiles when she was 15 months old. The first one made her sleepy. The next one kept her awake, so they diluted it. Within minutes of taking that one, Eleanor had what Sabrina calls super baby strength.
I say that because she started rolling over, which she's never done before. Her overall core strength and head control had improved. She started moving her left arm, which she's never done before, using her right hand to grab her left hand.
While the parents were excited to see these changes in their baby, it wasn't the reason they came here. So they moved down the line to the next profiles in alphabetical order.
And we tried C, and it didn't really do anything. And we tried D, and D was bad overall, just bad. It caused more seizures, and she had a convulsive seizure within a cluster of spasms. Probably gave her 2 doses of D, and then I was like, we're done with D. This is bad. We can't do D.
After taking a few days off, they gave her profile E.
Immediately, I noticed, oh, she's not having any spasms. Not having spasms at all during the day. The only time she's having them is first thing in the morning when she has her first bottle, and she would have 3 very spread apart, single body jerks, which was huge because that's never happened before.
The parents wondered if there was something in the MX Biotech database that could give Eleanor the body strength from the second profile and the seizure control from the 5th one. But their month in Oregon was up, and it was time to fly back to Texas. When they got home, they continued to see progress in Eleanor. Troy Morris says he's seen results like this many times with other people he's worked with.
It's a life-changing event when you stand in front of somebody who's seizing 15 times an hour, and then when the match is made, they don't do that anymore.
He's passionate about wanting to scale up his project to replicate the medicines and protocols so more people can benefit, and he'd like to see it happen here in Oregon.
The intellectual property and the application really opens the door for insurance companies, for medical research, opens the door for OHSU. What MX Biotech is trying to do is create the hub of research here in Oregon because it's worth far more to Oregon than selling weed ever is.
But the federal government classifies marijuana as a Schedule I narcotic, saying it has no medicinal value. It's this restriction, says pediatric neurologist Colin Roberts, that has left healthcare providers like him with no way of knowing whether marijuana is safe or effective for their patients.
It's been difficult, I think, for many of us who treat seizures, who are anxious, of course, to find better treatments, to know how to advise people. We don't come to the table with the scientific data in the way that we would like to do so.
Dr. Roberts directs the Pediatric Epilepsy Center at Dornbecker Children's Hospital at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. Like many hospitals, OHSU has a policy forbidding its doctors from recommending medical marijuana to patients. But the doctors can study it if they can jump through the legal hoops and get permission from a host of federal agencies, including the DEA. That's exactly what Dr. Roberts just did. He's partnering with 8 other centers across the country to see if cannabidiol can help in childhood seizures.
Does something like cannabidiol actually work against seizures? Is it safe to use? And how much is needed to treat seizures, and to find that out in a way that gives us evidence so that we can move forward?
In late April, when Eleanor was 19 months old, she and her mom Sabrina returned to Oregon for another week of testing with MX Biotech. Remember, they wanted to find one that gave her strength and controlled her seizures. As Sabrina's talking about it...
So, that was one right there. Did you see it?
Eleanor has a small, brief seizure. Sabrina and I have been talking for a while now, and it's past time for Eleanor's next dose. I watch as Sabrina takes a small vial out of the refrigerator in her Portland hotel room and dilutes it with organic coconut oil.
I'm going to dilute it again.
She rolls it around in her hands to warm it up.
Hold on, it solidifies when it sits out.
Measures a tiny amount into a plastic syringe. Baby Eleanor is lying on the couch. She can't sit up by herself.
You ready? Gonna open up. You ready? That's it.
Then Sabrina shows me the plastic bowl filled with about 10 vials of different cannabis profiles made just for Eleanor. She can't take them back to Texas. They'll go in a deep freezer at MX Biotech until she returns. She's left wondering if one of those vials is the perfect match for her daughter.
So we're not going to give up, are we? You're going to walk one day, aren't you?
Update, June 29th. Sabrina says she's planning to bring Eleanor back to Oregon in August to try more of the MX Biotech profiles. Eleanor has stopped taking one of the anti-seizure drugs. She did go in for a 24-hour EEG last week and only had 2 seizures the entire time. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.